this photo is called Curtains of Light, and I thought it was a really appropriate one to go with the concept of the magic. And the book The Magic is by Rhonda Burns, and she's the same person that wrote The Secret, which was turned into a movie and a very, very significant program. And so now this is her next work. The other book that I'm using is called The Gratitude Diaries, and this is by Janice Kaplan. And it's really interesting because the impact of both of these women is just tremendous in this whole concept of gratitude in our lives. And Janice noticed that even though her life was good, she had a good husband, children, a nice career, she noticed that often her thoughts would turn to the negative rather than the positive. And one day she even asked her husband, "Honey, do you think that I'm positive?" And he said to her, "You're paying too much attention to what's wrong rather than what's right." So one New Year's Eve, right after that, she decided to make a commitment to practice gratitude every day for a year. And that's how her book started, The Gratitude Diaries. And I'll be quoting her throughout this, as well as the book, The Magic. And in the book, The Magic, she talks about the magical power of gratitude, and she talks about the Gospel of Matthew, where it says, "Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. And whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." And throughout the years, there's been a lot of controversy about what does that really mean. And she says there's a hidden word with that, and it's gratitude. So if you reread it, it's whoever has gratitude will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have gratitude, even what he has will be taken from him. And she says that gratitude is a feeling. The force of your feeling accelerates the magic in your life. As you increase your feeling of gratitude, the results in your life will expand to be equal to your feeling. So the feeling part of the gratitude is a very important part. She says that gratitude is magnetic. And the magic words are thank you. The magic formula is: 1, deliberately think and say the magic words of thank you. And 2, the more you deliberately think and say thank you, the more gratitude you feel. And 3, the more gratitude you deliberately think and feel, the more abundance of every good thing you receive. I love the little frog on there. We have little frogs that live in our garden. And the last two nights in a row, we've had a little green frog that has come up to the second floor where my kitchen is, and he sits in my kitchen window. And my grandson opens the window and pours a little water out for him through the screen. Oh, he's only about this big.
That's amazing.
So I thought this was a cute picture to put up there. To live in gratitude, to experience the magic in your life, thank you must become the two words you deliberately say and feel more than any other words. They need to become your identity. Thank you is the bridge from where you are now to the life of your dreams. Gratitude isn't the same as happiness. It has a much deeper resonance. Gratitude is long-lasting and impervious to change or adversity. It requires an active emotional involvement. You can't be passively grateful. You actually have to stop and feel it to experience the emotion. So it creates an inner richness that's sustaining in difficult times as well as good ones. And this next photo is one from the website of DeWitt Jones called The Celebration of Life. And I've used his photos before many times. He has just such beautiful work. And he was a photographer for National Geographic for years. And when he left there, he decided that he wanted to share his photography with the world in a positive way. And so the Celebration of Life website, you can go on there and download his all of these just hundreds and hundreds of beautiful photos. And he puts little sayings with the photos, and he'll quote people like John Muir or Emerson or different people. It's a beautiful site to go to. And here's what he says. By seeing life as a celebration, by focusing on all we have to be thankful for, we find ourselves filling with gratitude. First, perhaps, for the big things in life. Now, more and more, for everything. Every cloud, every tree, every person, every opportunity, every breath. Living life to the fullest is so much easier through the lens of celebration. Imagine what life would be like if everyone saw life that way. This photo is a tornado that touched down last month in Frederick, Maryland, and the photo was taken by my son, Tony. And speaking of weather, people complaining about the weather know it doesn't help. They just simply like to complain and vent. The get it all off your chest approach has many followers, but what you say has an effect on how you feel. Announce too often that you're miserable, and pretty soon you're going to believe it for yourself. And with the weather, you could take the approach that there is no such thing as bad weather. There's only different kinds of weather. And Marcus Aurelius in the 2nd century said, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." This photo is called The Whisper of Wind Through the Trees. I love this. It's so beautiful. And the quotes I'm going to give you are from National Geographic magazine in a story about the Pine Ridge Reservation in North Dakota. And I don't know if you've watched the news about what's going on in North Dakota right now, where the Native Americans are trying to stop a major oil line to be going through their sacred lands and through their reservations and through rivers and streams. And the tribes are banding together now to passively protest. The first quote is by Black Elk, 1863 to 1950. "Perhaps you have noticed that even in the very lightest breeze you can hear the voice of the cottonwood tree. This, we understand, is its prayer to the Great Spirit. For not only men, but all things and all beings pray to him continually in different ways." And the second quote is from Luther Standing Bear, 1868 to 1939. And he says, "Out of the Indian approach to existence, there came a great freedom, an intense and absorbing love for nature, enriching faith in a supreme power, and principles of truth, honesty, generosity, equity, and brotherhood as a guide to mundane relations." Just for a little change of pace, this one says, "Inside every older person is a younger person wondering, what the hell happened?" And Snoopy says, "I say, no good reason to act my age. Woohoo, woohoo." Oh, Can you all say woohoo?
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! And this photograph of this beautiful lady, her name is Christine Dellorifus. She is the oldest living supermodel in the world. And she is 85 years old. She started modeling when she was 15 and has modeled in her entire life. And she made the statement that she's been on more covers of magazines in the last 15 years in all the other years combined.
Wow.
Amazing. Go, Christine. This is a photo of little girls in the Middle East, and this was a little article that was written by a follower of DeWitt Jones. And she met and talked with one of these little girls, and she said, this little girl has a different practice about gratitude. And what she does is that every morning she sits quietly and thinks about the day to come. As she considers what ahead of her is ahead of her, she scans for things good and small that she knows will bring her meaning or joy. I choose my three best things, and then I forget. So that's how she sets the tone for her day. And once again, this is DeWitt Jones. I guess I kind of like DeWitt Jones and his photography. I promise I have some other photos as well, but this one shows a little glass bead on a flower, and he talks about how he found this little glass bead while he was out for a walk, and he picked it up, and he says, I pick it up knowing I'll never learn of its origins or travels. Though it will keep its precious secrets, I see how it always captures the light of the moment. I say to myself, I'm here to do the same. I seek to reflect this moment's light with the same steadfastness, ease, and simplicity. My life's path has also differed from what I could have imagined or created. It's been more rich and more challenging, always filled with strange shades of bright color. So I see the reflected light as a beautiful reminder to appreciate whatever I'm given, however difficult it may be. Again, I marvel at all it takes is the presence of a small glass bead to remind me to celebrate the entire light of this wild living journey. And this little duck, this photo is called Stepping Out. In the gratitude diaries, Janice Kaplan has done a lot of research, and she's actually a writer and a researcher by profession. She did a lot of research as she went through the year of gratitude, and this was something that she had to say in there. Psychologists and other research professionals have begun making serious studies and serious strides in the study of gratitude. The results have been startling. One study after another has connected gratitude to higher levels of happiness and lower levels of depression and stress. In the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology, an article evaluating all the literature in the field concluded that gratitude may have the highest connection to mental health and happiness of any of the personality traits studied. And this little guy, this is a little squirrel caught in a bird feeder, and he says, I've made a huge mistake. And from the gratitude diaries, she says, gratitude is not the same as happiness. It has a much deeper resonance. Gratitude is long-lasting and impervious to change or adversity. So it creates an inner richness that's sustaining in difficult times as well as good ones. He's having a difficult time, I think. In the gratitude diaries, she talks about journaling. And she recommends finding a beautiful journal book that you'll always enjoy working with. She says, life is random and we can't control the events that occur, but we can control our own attitudes, moods, and perspective. And that makes a bigger difference than almost anything else. Gratitude gives you ability to find good, even in situations where it's not obvious. And she says, being grateful gave me the very best year of my life. I want others to discover that they can have their best year ever also. This next one is a suggestion that was made to take photos as you go through your day of things that you might want to put on your journal and your list in the evening. And it's a way of solidifying the thought with the image. So I thought that was a great idea. And with all the smartphones that we have, it's real easy to take pictures. And this little outdoor garden house I thought would be just the most ideal place to do journaling. I would love to have that in my yard. Let's see. And anybody in here watch Joel Osteen sometimes? He's on television. He has one of the largest Christian congregations there is, and he's very much a positive thinker in his own way. And his Sunday audiences are like 5,000, 6,000 people in this huge auditorium, and he's evidently broadcast all over the world. So once in a while, I'll turn him on, and just, it's always a really positive thought, and, you know, and I like it. And he says in his book, You Can, You Will, he tells us to tune into good memories. We do have choices. We have good memories as well as the not-so-good ones. When the negative memories enter the screen of your mind, you have the choice to change the channel. You can tune into the victory channel. Those happy times when you were promoted or you bought a new house, or something really wonderful is happening in your life. And he says, you'll not move forward into better days while still dwelling on past negatives. We've all been through loss and disappointment, and these memories may come to mind most often. The good news, you have the remote. Change the channel. The Buddha said, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at somebody else. You are the one that gets burned. Bad feelings about another person burn your life, but gratitude will eliminate them. And in the book, The Magic, there are many practical exercises, and one of them has to do with clearing up any difficulties between yourself and any other person. So that would be something to look forward to. And I found this on Facebook and I really liked it. It says, God created our skin tones with beautiful variety, but all of our souls are the same color. That's kind of apropos with the political environment we're going through right now.
Oh my goodness.
And this next one is thanks to our own David. David posted this one, and it says, you're a spiritual being in human form. Sometimes you simply desire to connect with a soul who feels like home. I think we all feel like home here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
This one says, you are filled with healing love. And what I'm about to read you really resonates for me, because for the last year or so, I've been going through just different health crises off and on. And this is like almost the first time in my life I've been through anything like this, and having recurring and recurring and recurring stuff. And I was like, what is going on? So in the magic, she says, very often when a person is diagnosed with an illness or disease of some kind, they will not only talk about it a lot, but they will research the disease, gathering information about its possible worsening symptoms and dreaded outcomes. Also, what to expect. I mean, there's all this different, you can go to the Mayo Clinic, you can go here, you can go there. There's all these websites, you know, which they'll tell you about whatever it is you got, you know. In other words, they give their entire focus to the disease or the illness. However, the law of attraction says that we can't make a problem go away by focusing on it, because focusing on a problem can only make the problem worse. Go figure. Instead, we should do the exact opposite and focus on the ideal state for the area of our body that is unwell and give our thoughts and feelings to that. Gratitude is the ideal state of any part of our body powerfully using our thoughts and feelings together, so we magnetize it to us in one fell swoop. So I read that and I thought, you know, I think I've done a little bit too much research and, you know, all these doctor visits and all this stuff. And so, interestingly enough, right about the same time as I started working on this whole gratitude thing, my chiropractor recommended me to a place called the Powell Wellness Center in Culpeper, and it's a rehab and gymnasium, swimming pool, the whole works. He recommended me for a scholarship, and I was granted that, and I have a personal trainer 2 days a week, and it is absolutely wonderful. And I had gone through a period of months where I was told, you know, don't work outside, don't exercise, just, you know, be still and quiet as you can, because I was not only having some infection problems, I had my back was bothering me, neck was bothering me, all this stuff. Anyway, as soon as I started working out, it's like, boom! I mean, it was like everything, all of that stuff just cleared up. I mean, in a matter of a couple of weeks, you know, my flexibility came back, my energy came back. I mean, I'm really excited about going and working out because I feel so good when I do it. It's just, it's wonderful. I've started losing weight. I've lost a couple inches off my waistline. I mean, those are just little side effects, but it's wonderful. So, no more thinking about all that stuff. and a lot of other good things have happened. It's amazing. I always thought I was a grateful person. I always felt like I was thankful for, you know, so many good things. But it's amazing if you actually purposely think about it all throughout the day. And that's kind of what the magic book brought to mind, as well as Janice Kaplan's book on the Gratitude Diaries. Both of them are talking about making this a daily practice that you consciously focus on and do something, exercise in the morning, something in the evening, and then throughout the day, when, regardless of whether it's something you think of as negative or positive, always look for the gratitude in it. What is the good that comes from that situation or that person, whatever that experience? It just seemed like it just opened up. I just felt like this whole thing just blossomed as I worked on all of this. Interestingly enough, I also, I guess it was last week or the week before, get this email from Connie, and she's talking about doing the ABCs of basically the same concept of what you're grateful for and going from A to Z. That was so appropriate, because I was sitting at my computer working on the talk, and here comes this email. It's like, wow, Connie, that's terrific. So I really like that. So next, what I'm going to do is just quickly run through a few things that are very precious and important in my life, and people and creatures and places that that I love and that I'm very grateful that are part of my life. One of them, of course, are Sammy and Carlos, my two kitties. And one of the Abraham workshops, it was said, kitty love focused is direct from source. Boy, there's just nothing like kitty love. And there's my garden. This is around my water garden. This picture was taken about 5 years ago, and now all the little trees that you see in the back row, they're all huge. It's just wonderful seeing things grow and mature and blossom. It's so much fun. And this picture is my front walkway that I built myself, by the way. In the middle there are flowers growing in the gravel in the walkway, and these are called cleomies. And they're really special to me because they were brought to me by my friend Jeannie Wilbur, who lives in Maryland. And I've been in my house 17 years, and for the first 13 years, Jeannie used to stay two nights a week in my house because she worked at Paralandra, which is just a mile from where I live. And she would come in the middle of the night, because she would work at Paralandra till like midnight, and then she'd come in, and she'd leave at like 7 in the morning. Nobody ever believed I had someone staying at my house. I would say something to one of my neighbors about Jeannie, and they'd say, "Who?" I said, "You know, the lady that stays at my house." "There's nobody staying at you. I've never seen anybody at your house, never seen a car." But anyway, through the years, she and I got to be just really, really best friends. Well, the cleomy seeds, originally maybe 10, 15 years ago, came from her. And they're annuals, but they reseed themselves. They took a liking to that spot. And I had, for years, I tried to take them out of the gravel and put them somewhere else. Every year, they found their way back in the gravel. Finally gave up and said, "Wow, you know, you guys are gorgeous. There you stay." So those are my cleomies. And this is a picture of my two little kids when they were little, Tony and Sue.
Oh my goodness.
They're just little babies. And here they are. Just a few years ago, they're in Tony's garage and Sue is in his toolbox, his big giant toolbox. He was a mechanic for a number of years, and then he transitioned into first being a flight instructor, and now he's flying for a corporation that does aerial photography for the government and for large corporations. Mm-hmm. And he flies these big twin-engine airplanes, and then someone rides in the back and they do the photography. But he's also a terrific photographer. For years, he was a volunteer at the Flying Circus, and there's a little picture of him there. And this is a picture with his minister, Reverend Mike Woods, and his brother, and they're both pilots, and they're flying with Tony. This is a picture of him with one of the planes that he flies now. Took him years to get to this point, but he persevered, and he has just a job he absolutely loves. I'm so happy for him. He's also a musician. He plays keyboards. This shows him at his church, keyboards, and he plays. That is his, he's a Fleetwood Mac person.
Great.
And that is a Lindsey Buckingham guitar. Lindsey Buckingham has one, and that's exactly the same one from the same... what do you call it, manufacturer, builder?
Sure. Yes.
Anyway, he loves that guitar. And this shows him in his room. He's got his music all around him. He's got Star Trek in the background, an airplane, and Fleetwood Mac. Those are his favorite things.
That's great.
He's a good guy. And this is my daughter, Sue, when she was a teenager in California, a valley girl and a beach girl. And here she is with my grandson, Jason, whom you've seen just recently. Mm-hmm. Was he in the room when you came in, John?
She
or maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's out in the car then.
He was here earlier.
He was here earlier helping me set up.
But he was not here when I came.
And this is a picture of Sue wearing my Hawaiian outfit. And believe it or not, we were both the same size back then.
Okay.
I could wear her clothes and she could wear mine. And this is Sue at my house with Jason's dog, Molly. And Molly has a hamburger in her mouth that she carried around for a couple of hours. Never ate it. She finally buried it.
Wow.
And there you see both of them got a great big smile. And this is Sue with her husband, Scott, and my son-in-law, whom I love very dearly. And they were married in my garden. This is Sue in my front yard mowing. This was her meditation time. She would get on that mower and just go and go and go. And she made her transition in 2014, and I found this in the Abe material. And Abe says, when you die, you won't even miss a beat. Death is no different than walking out of this room into the lobby, or out of the lobby and into the parking lot. It's a transition about that big. There's no death, there's only change in perspective. And I love that. That's and then
excuse
these,
me, whose quote is that?
That's from Abraham.
Okay.
And this is where we release the balloons at the end of our celebration of life. It's a photo of my grandchildren when they were quite a bit younger than they are now. This is Chrissy and Jason. And this is Chrissy and I a couple years back. We were at a wedding together. She says we both have the same bone structure. She's an awful lot prettier than I am.
I think you're both very pretty.
And this is my new great-grandson, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
He's 5 months old. And he was going to be here today, but he evidently got a shot yesterday and wasn't feeling well last night, had a fever, so they stayed home. And this is his father, Patrick, meeting his new son for the first time. Mm-hmm. Actually, Jeremiah is right there, but it didn't come out in the picture. And this is Jason, having a good time with his friends on a homemade slide. What do boys do in the country but invent their own entertainment? So that's one slide. And here's another. Josh is riding the mower. And Jason's sitting in a chair being pulled and drinking a big thing of milk. Who says country boys don't have fun? And these little pictures of frogs just reminds me that in the evenings, especially after the rain, there's all these frogs out by my water garden, and they sing, and they sing, and they sing. And there's even, it must be a bullfrog, because there's one that's got this really, really deep voice. And every once in a while, he'll speak up. But mostly, it's the little guys talking back and forth. So, here's wishing all of you happiness and joy wishing you rainbows of celebration. This says when Mother Nature drinks three Red Bulls and there's just tons of rainbows up in the sky. Wishing you beauty, smiles, and laughter. There's a picture of a dog, and it says, I put a wig on our dog. You should have seen the look on the mailman's face. Sending you serenity, reflections on good things. As you practice gratitude in your life. And from Connie's meditation in November of 2014, becoming more receptive to having fun, enjoyment, and laughter. Feel as good as you can feel. Be as happy as you can be in this moment. She says, gratitude leads me to enjoying and loving everything around me, to see beauty everywhere. Glad to be alive, feeling good. Life is fun. And so it is.
So it is.
Yay!
Thank you.